I am very happy to welcome our guest back to the program. He is the host. He's one of the hosts of Washington Exposed, the podcast that you should all check out in due time. And he's also one of the founders, and he is a part of Conservative Stack. Mr. Larry Ward, welcome back to the Bear Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. It's been a while, my friend.
Yes, it has. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And it's not like we don't have a host of things to talk about since since the last time has taken place. The first thing, I haven't talked about it a lot, but I see in one of your past shows, you talked about it. The fact that you had the Glenn Youngkin win in Virginia, and then the Republicans were riding high. It's like, oh, we're going to absolutely destroy it in 2022. And then you have stuff like these 80 rhinos in the House, and now you got Dan Crenshaw running to every camera he can find to try and explain why voting for a national vax registry is super conservative, and it's just the continual case of conservatives blowing their own foot off.
Right. You know, the argument that if we didn't do it, they would have done it is so old and played in the rhino Republican world. You know, hey, it would have been worse if we didn't do this. Well, no, stand up and fight for what's right. Stop putting us on registries. Stop forcing the mandate down our damn throat. You know, there was only two governors in the entire country that didn't lock down their state, you know, past the 2 weeks to stop the spread, and just kept pushing all of this nonsense. That means there are a lot of Republican governors that were part of the COVID hoax.
Yeah, Greg Abbott here in Texas was one of them.
Absolutely bought into it, or just loved the power that came with it, and I think it was the latter.
Oh yeah, the fact that and of course you have that case of Republicans, quote unquote, Larry Hogan in Maryland, Charlie whatever his face is in Massachusetts. These guys who get in, East Coast, Northeast Republicans are just moderate Democrats. I think people need to understand that. That's something. I'm from the Northeast. I'm from Rhode Island. I know how these people operate, and the fact that they always brag about, oh well, we have, you know, 35 governor's mansions. It's like, you really have 10, because right. the other 20 are just moderate Dems that will maybe do some stuff fiscally. But Charlie Barker of Massachusetts, he wants to do COVID passports in Massachusetts. This is a supposed Republican governor leading the way, following Bill de Blasio's lead. And it's so frustrating for people to be told, oh, we just need more Republicans in office, when people like you and I and others are saying, but the ones that are in there are terrible to begin with.
Absolutely. The only way to govern correctly as a Republican is like, you know, Governor DeSantis. That's a perfect example of how to govern when you're a Republican in a Republican state. There's no excuse for Greg Abbott in Texas.
No.
In Texas. To do the things that he did. Now, of course, you know, he looks a little more conservative now that he's begging for your vote, but there are way better alternatives in Texas than another term of Greg Abbott. You know, you got Chad Prather there, you know, a great comedian and talk show host. He's running for governor, you know, a super conservative. I have no doubt how Chad Prather would run the state of Texas. He'd run it as a conservative. You know, there's Huff Hines. There are alternatives out there. You got to get to know them. You got to get to know, you know, how they voted. You got to get to know what they say and what they stand for. And if you don't just vote R.
Mm.
Vote for the right R.
Yep, I've actually had Don Huff Hines on my show. I hope to have him back on as they get closer to the primary. I'm all in on him. I'm all in on Don Huff Hines. He's the guy who I think would be the best for the state of Texas. I think Chad's a great guy. I don't really listen to him or any of that other stuff. I don't know him. But, you know, Huff Hines has been in the Texas Senate. The guy knows how it works. And he's all about trying to be for Texas and Texas values. So I'm all in on him. But that's the problem. Once again, Larry Ward's joining me here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel. the last live radio station, co-host of Washington Exposed podcast, and also one of the founders are part of Conservative Stack, is too many Republicans are told, Republicans or voters are just like, ah, it doesn't matter who it is, just vote R and then we'll figure it out later. And it's like, no, we can't do that, because Democrats, you can do that because they'll fall in line, with the exception of somebody like Manchin, who wants to be the governor of West Virginia, or Sinema, who actually is smart enough to realize that Arizona is red and she can't vote like a Democrat if she wants to keep her job. But they fall in line, and Republicans just kind of want to be liked. And that's always our problem. We're desperate to be liked. And it's just one of these things that kill us.
It's the black tie circuit. Look, that's the problem. They get in power, they go to D.C., they fall in love with the black tie circuit. I get to go to a black tie event and hobnob with all these rich people and all these influencers and all these other politicians and bureaucrats, and everybody kisses their tail. And if you start voting against the establishment, you don't get invited to those black tie events. You don't get those big fat checks from those corporations anymore. And you've got to actually work hard at fundraising and governing. And you know, there are guys like Paul Brown, you know, who is by far in the last, 40 years, probably the most conservative voting record we've ever had. He tried to run for Senate. The establishment pounded him, pounded him into the ground. He's running for Congress again in Georgia, but he never was. He has a hard time raising money, because you know, everybody else, when you get in office, even as a member of Congress, he had a hard time raising money because he said no to everything.
Yep.
He voted against the corporate interests, so they weren't pounding checks at them. I mean, they get unsolicited checks from these corporate PACs, but maxed out, instant $1 million in the bank as soon as you become a member of Congress, as long as you're willing to play a game.
Yep, that's how it goes.
You know, and a challenger, you know, has to, especially a conservative challenger, you have to live on $25, $50 donations. So it's important, you know, for everybody who's listening, it's important to find that right guy and give him the $25, $50. If you can afford it, give him $500 or $1,000 or $2,000, $2,900 bucks. Because they're not getting it from the corporations. They're getting it. They have to scrape and just to get their message out there. While the other side, the establishment side, is wealthy. They don't even have to work for it.
They don't. You're listening to Larry Ward here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, co-host of Washington Exposed. And the big dirty secret on the Republican side is libertarians. And the fact that, an example, like the Daily Wire is funded by libertarians. They want to propose themselves as a conservative outlet. But when you look at the money that's, you know, when you just look at the donations that come into them, because I think they're a 501c3, it's all libertarian money. And that libertarian money, and I know conservatives try to be like, oh, we can welcome libertarians in and be a bigger tent. Libertarianism, at least in my opinion, it clashes with true conservative values. And the unfortunate thing is, a lot of your bigger players in conservative media and in conservative donating circles come from these libertarian sources. And all of a sudden, there's somebody that sounds super conservative on the campaign trail, like you said, they get into Washington, they have one 25-minute meeting with one of these groups, and then everything they talked about in the campaign trail, they start flipping on the opposite side. And you're going,
there's a difference, and I'd like to just take a little issue with that. So the small L libertarians, the people who want freedom and liberty for all, the guys like Rand Paul and even Ron Paul, you know, these are pro-life libertarians who believe in liberty and in the right way and constitutional rights and limited government. All of those things are really positive. There are a lot of really good libertarians in the Republican Party. The problem is you got guys like Justin Amash, who's a Democrat, who wants to pretend like he's some sort of right wing ideologue, but he's a Democrat who's a complete asshat. Pardon my French. I apologize. Mm-hmm. but that's who he is. I mean, and he's out there souring everything. You got guys like Thomas Massie, though, who's the opposite. You know, who's a conservative and a small L libertarian who's writing bills. My favorite bill of all time is written by Thomas Massie. It's one sentence. It says, and he puts it in every year, the Department of Education shall close on December 31st, whatever year it is. That's the entire text of the bill.
And now, don't get me wrong, Larry Ward joining me here on the Bear Brief. I love Thomas Massie. Massie's been on this network. I love Rand Paul. I love Ron Paul. The only problem is those guys are a small subset of the libertarian movement. The libertarian movement is how you get porn stars at CPAC. The libertarian movement is how, and I don't know how you feel about this, but I'm going to say it because it's part of my belief structure, is how you get the acceptance of transgenderism and adopting that value because we need the bigger tent and libertarianism and that. And honestly, Larry, Massie, Paul, those are pro-life libertarians. I love them. A lot of libertarians are okay with abortion. A lot of them are okay with a lot of these other stuff because my do no harm principle or any whatever these other things. Even a guy like Eric July, I don't know if you've heard of him on YouTube. I love that guy. I don't agree with him on anything except the fact that he's pro-life. That's really my big thing. He's pro-life, pro-gun. But there's a lot of libertarians that infiltrate the movement that are like a Justin Amash that influence the right into positions that really contradict what the base was looking for. At least that's how I see it.
Right. No, you're right. I mean, libertarians are cut from two cloths. They could be left wing libertarians or right wing libertarians, the difference is you find them on some of the social issues. And I agree with you. The transgender movement is horrible because really what it is, in my opinion, is a nose under the tent to sexualize our kids and to normalize pedophilia. That's what that's really all about. And that's really why they're trying to normalize transgenderism, and it's wrong. I mean, you know, God made us man and woman, male and female, and he made us that way for a reason. And,
yeah,
you know, quite frankly, you know, no one had a problem with no one really had much of a problem. If you want to wear a dress in your home and knock yourself out, stay out of our schools.
You know, that's a thing too. Once again, Larry Ward joining me here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel. Always love talking to him. Host of Washington Exposed. The idea too with the conservative movement is the schools. I was a teacher for 10 years, so I was behind the educational industrial complex. And my thing is, I think it's great at a local level that, you know, we're seeing parents being active in schools and taking back school boards. But I guess I'm too much of an extremist because I don't think it's enough. I think you need to take your kids out of school. I think because public schools are an extension of the state. They are. They, whatever it is with the curriculum. And if you, I'm sure you've seen all the libs of TikTok videos where you see these teachers who brag about espousing communist beliefs and influencing students. And so I think it's great that you take the school board back. But I always ask people this question, what are you going to do when you get it? Because just getting rid of CRT in theory is great, but teachers are like lawyers, is that they'll take it out of social studies and like bury it in physical education where nobody will look for it. And then we're back in the same circle again, because Larry, you have to agree, conservatives are lazy. We'll win a battle. Like, we won the school board, and then we'll forget about it in like 3 weeks because we go back to doing our normal things because politics isn't life for us.
I'm in Loudoun County, you know, Virginia, the epicenter of this whole school board movement, and I'll tell you, nobody's forgetting about it. The foot is on the throat, and the parents are absolutely ticked off. And there's no way we're letting go, and it's happening all across the country, and it's a really good movement because for so long, you know, we've been lulled into complacency and have paid no attention, and including me, to be honest with you, to the local politics. I have my eye on federal races and things like that. I don't really get involved too much professionally in local politics. But personally, you know, when I started putting my kids in school and I started seeing what was going on, and especially during the COVID, I'll tell you what happened to me. My son started his first year of high school. His first day of high school, he got on the COVID, remote learning thing, and the teacher comes on for 15 minutes, and you think he would say something like, hey, look, this is going to be a tough year, we'll get through it, you know, let's all, you know, join together and make this a good year. No, he spent 15 minutes berating the kids about white supremacy.
Yeah, that's what they believe. That's their core thing. Larry, I do real quick. I worked at a charter school. The last school I worked at, and this was 5-7 years ago, depending on what year it is. I lose time on that stuff. But I was working in a cluster, and the English teacher, I'll never forget this. We had a student walk up to her and say, "I finished the latest Harry Potter book. Can I get the next one?" And she's like, "Yeah, I'll give it to you in class." She turns to myself, the science and the math teacher, braggingly saying, his mother doesn't want him reading these books because she's a Christian and she doesn't like it, but I think he should. So behind the mom's back, this teacher felt that she could do this. And it kind of goes with the fact that the first day of school, that teacher's going to let you know their political beliefs, and they don't care. So that's the thing. Like, I'm glad that Loudoun County and other people are doing it, but what are you going to do to these teachers? Because you can tell them to teach the curriculum, but once that door closes and you're not there, where's the accountability? That's my question for people in Loudoun County and others. How are you going to make sure this momentum you have goes into the classroom when they shut that door and nobody's there? There's no, you can't keep your eye on your kids like you were with the remote learning and this other stuff. That's the issue I'm asking, the challenge for you guys. How do you see to address it?
Well, here, the first thing you do, and look, I understand that some people don't have a choice. We're living in a world where inflation is going through the roof. People are losing their jobs. They can't afford private school. You know, they can't afford to stay home and homeschool. And so it is a challenge. If you can afford it, I agree. Take your kids out. I put my daughter in private school. I'm blessed enough to be able to do that. It's not an easy thing. It's a lot of sacrifice, but we're doing it. So if you can take your kids out, take your kids out. If you can't, then you got to be vigilant. You got to be asking your kids when they get home from school, you know, what'd you talk about today in class? You got to let them know, here's what the teachers, if your teacher starts saying some of this socialist, communist propaganda crap, let me know. If they start berating you because of the color of your skin, let me know. If they start talking about sexual stuff, I need to know. Mm. I need to know. And you hold them accountable.
Yeah.
You know, quite frankly, it wouldn't be, you know, I don't think it would be a big deal if you told your kid, hey, go in, you know, use my cell phone today and record what the teacher is saying. And get these teachers fired.
That's the best. At least that's a plan forward. I can appreciate that. You're listening to Larry Ward here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, host of Washington Exposed, and this website called Conservative Stack. Tell me what is Conservative Stack and what's it all about?
Well, you know, we are a marketing technology company, and you know, it's we've been in this business for about 30 years. And it's nothing new. The cancel culture, you know, as far as I've seen it, in 2002, that's how long it goes back. I was working in a race, 2002, 2004, I'm not sure. But we're working on a race, and we put an ad in Google to push one of our conservative candidates, and the ad was denied. So I took the same language from the ad. I just changed the name from the Republican to the Democrat. And I put it back in, and it was accepted. Mm. And I put the Republican ad back in, and it was denied again. So I in 2004, I said, okay, there's a problem at Google. It needs to be exposed. I put a press release out, did a little bit of media in 2004 about Google being biased. And we've noticed that from the very, very beginning. We, you know, it's not only in the advertising world, it's also in the email world. You send an email, it gets from Joe Biden, hits your inbox, you get an email from Trump, it hits your spam folder. And this kind of thing is going on over and over and over again. So we've always built our own conservative marketing tech, so that we're not beholden to the Silicon Valley world. If you're hosting a website, you know, you can host it on WordPress or one of these Silicon Valley content management systems, or you can host it on Conservative Stack, and you'll have, you know, the protection that someone's not going to one day wake up and say, we don't like what you're posting, you need to remove your content or you're getting kicked off. And that happens constantly. We're bringing in so much business from people who are leaving MailChimp, who are leaving their web hosts, who are leaving their CRMs because they're being canceled because of their beliefs and their statements and their free speech. Mm. And it's got to end. And the only way it's going to end, I have a three-word BHAG. Jim Collins actually wrote a book called Good to Great, and he said every big company needs a BHAG, a big, hairy, audacious goal. Mm. My three-word BHAG is crush Silicon Valley. And I don't care about Section 230. I want to beat them in the marketplace, and I believe we can.
Y'all go check it out. I just dropped a link in the chat room to conservativestack.com. Larry Ward, looks like we're running out of time. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.